Michael Giddens, Alex Bauman in studio with me, and we're talking Halloween coming up tomorrow. We've already talked about Halloween costumes last week. So what are we talking about this week?
Halloween candy.
Mm.
Featured trick-or-treating tomorrow. Giddens will be eating all of Shepherd's candy.
Giddens is so excited because...
You going to eat that?
Yeah. I mean, he'll eat the bucket that it comes in.
I'm going to walk up to all the kids that are trick-or-treating and ask them that.
Just gotta be a sign.
You gonna eat that?
You gonna eat that?
So I asked AI, give me the top 10 most popular candies in 2025 for Halloween. Can you guess what number one is?
Yeah, let's guess this instead of... I say number one is Reese Cup.
I say that's a pretty good one. I'm gonna go Hershey number one.
It's Reese's peanut butter cup.
I wanted to say Reese's, but I didn't. I wanted to be a little bit different.
All right, let's see how good we are. How many did they give you? The top what?
Top 10.
Let's don't go that far, but let's see how good me and Giddens. Let's see how good me and Giddens are together. I'm gonna say Snickers is one of them.
I'm gonna say Hershey Kisses is up there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Nope, Hershey's is not up there. Snickers is. Snickers is at three.
Okay, so I'm hitting on all sugar here.
How about M&Ms?
They are number two. Wow. And it says especially peanut and milk chocolate.
Okay. That's good. I'm gonna say Butterfinger.
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say Twix.
It did make the top 15.
Okay.
I'm going to say Twix is in there.
They're number five. You're only missing number four.
One that is on that list somewhere is candy corn.
Yes, it's number nine.
I told you.
All right.
Hershey bars is six.
Yeah. That's been around a long time. You ever eat any candy corn?
I'm a bit.
Yeah.
Candy corn.
I like candy corn. Skittles.
Yeah. I was going to say Skittles.
They're number seven.
Okay.
So we still need number four.
I got one. How about Twizzlers?
Not even in the top 15.
Wow. That's Sour Patch
Kids. I do love Twizzlers.
Sour Patch Kids.
Made it number 12.
So we're still looking for number four.
Number four.
How about Milky Way?
Then number 10.
How about Three Musketeers?
Number 13, surprisingly.
Wow,
I love Three Musketeers.
Yeah, we're in there.
Number four, though, still eluding.
Number four.
Y'all are going to hate it when I tell you if you don't guess it.
Keep guessing.
Wow.
You already said Butterfinger?
Yeah,
yes, I said that's number 11. You said Hershey's, Skittles, candy corn, Milky Way, Butterfinger, Sour Patch Kids, Three Musketeers. Those are outside the top five. In the top five that y'all have mentioned, Reese's Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Twix.
I don't think it's top five, but maybe Ruth.
Not even in the top 15.
Yeah. That, you know what? That's my favorite candy bar. Wow.
Y'all are missing some big ones.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm not up on kids' candy today, just the older stuff. You know, think about this. How many of those that we've named have been around for 30, 40 years? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Long time.
Is this mostly chocolate? Or
you're missing...
Give us a little hint
on
number
one
four.
The fourth one you're missing, number four, is a chocolate. Another one you're missing, it's in the top 10, is a fruity kind of candy. And the two you're missing that are in the top 15, one is a sort of... sucker, as you would call a dum-dum right. type thing. And then another one would be something that's at Burger King.
All right, I'm going to say Tootsie Roll is four.
No.
No? How about...
Wait a minute. I'm going to say that the fruity thing is going to be gummies.
No.
I'm going to say Starburst.
That's what number eight is.
Okay, so that's the fruity thing. We still got to get this chocolate thing at number
four. You got a chocolate, a dum-dum type thing, and something that
Tootsie Roll Pop. Is that
yep, Tootsie okay. Pop's 14.
Okay.
There's 15 and four left.
And 15 was, what was the?
It's I think it's at Burger King right now. It's like a topping on their little things.
Oh.
Their little milkshakes.
Oh, that's some kind of cookies, isn't it?
No.
No?
I don't know. I've been to Burger King in a minute.
What would it be?
Four and 15 are all we're missing.
Tell us 15.
15's nerds.
Nerds.
Okay.
All right. So four is chocolate, Giddens. You got to put chocolate. Your brain on this.
What have we not said?
It has a cool theme song.
Has a cool theme
and
song?
And it's commercials?
Yeah.
Kit Kat.
Yes.
Number
four. Kit so the top five was one Reese's, two M&M's, three Snickers, four Kit Kat, and five Twix. And last year... looking at Instacart's top ordered candy, peanut butter Reese's Cups, peanut M&M's, M&M's, Kit Kat, and Snickers.
I can't believe that either Twizzlers or Sour Patch Kids, stuff like that is not on there. I really can't.
On the top order, Sour Patch Kids was 6, and Gummy Bears was actually 10.
All right, so I got a question to ask here, okay? You guys have never really gotten to this point yet, because I have in age, but where I live, in the neighborhood that I live, the average household, what they spend on candy for Halloween, what do you think it is?
Are we talking like going to the dollar store and getting dollar store candy or going to Walmart and getting those big bags?
I said average. So some people are going to go get the name brand
stuff. Nothing wrong with that, though.
No, and there's nothing. Let me tell you something.
$80.
I go get the value stuff, okay, because I'm serious. When I tell you this, you're going to have a duck. Last year, I spent $120 on candy. I gave one piece of candy to every kid, and at 7:45, I was out of candy.
Wow. I was going to say
And I filled up my bowl the last 2 years, and nobody's touched it.
Let me tell you. I know one person years ago, I'd say this has been about 20 years ago, that lived in Taylor Estates. They lived in the first house right when you turn in. They're going to know who I'm talking about if they hear this program, but do you know how much they spent on candy 1 year? $475 on candy.
I can't imagine.
I mean, honestly, the police have to get out in our neighborhood and direct traffic. You better hold on to your kids, seriously, because they're running out in front of traffic. There's cars everywhere. You can't. We've learned that on Halloween night, you get what you got to get, and you get home by 4:30, and you better stay there because you're not getting in and out of the neighborhood after that. God. It's unreal. That's why I'm kind of glad I got a ball game.
All right, so of that list, or maybe something that wasn't on that list of 15, what are you hoping for? What's your first pick?
Oh, my first pick is the number one. I'm going Reese's Cups. But if I had to do a candy bar, I hate that it's not on the list, but I'm going Baby Ruth.
Really?
Yeah. I love a good Baby Ruth.
Alex?
If I'm going chocolate, I'm going Three Musketeers. Yeah, if I'm going something fruity, I would go Sour Patch Kids.
I guess if I would go fruity, I would probably do the Starburst. That'd be pretty good. With you, all of them?
Yeah, all of them. No. Twix.
Are you going to eat that?
Twix and Milky Way. Give me Twix and Milky Way all day.
That's chocolate. What about a fruity?
I don't necessarily have a fruity preference, but I'm probably Skittles.
Hey, one of the things that's really good, I guess you could call it fruity, are the suckers that are different flavors. What are they? Dum Dums?
Dum Dums and Tootsie Pops.
Yeah.
Tootsie Pops have a little Tootsie Roll in the middle.
Yeah. Those Dum Dums that are like strawberry and blue and stuff.
Yeah. Man, cotton candy, root beer, good, butterscotch.
Man. Yeah.
Just put a cheeseburger in my bag.
No, what they really need to do is all kids that come to Gidden's house need to come to the front door, and Celia needs to give them their candy. While sitting to the side, Giddens is going to be eating Brunswick stew out of a trough.
No, I'm sitting there. I'm duct taped in a straight jacket, so I can't get to the candy.
Oh, you can get to it. There's no vice in this world that would keep you down.
You'll start eating it with your no hands, just with your mouth.
You know what else? He eats some wrapper and all.
If he couldn't use his hands, he would.
No, even now. He eats wrapper and all. He eats black bread. What do you think he won't eat?
Olives and coleslaw.
Yeah, that's only two things. You got him to say last week that he would never be hungry again.
That was this week.
Yeah, that was earlier.
Yeah, that's what today. I mean. Last segment's what I meant to say. How can you say that and live with yourself?
I was quoting someone else.
But you shouldn't have quoted that.
I didn't mean it personally.
Because Alex is going to use that now. Alex is going to use that now on the Alabama Broadcasters Association. Yeah, for the best podcast ever.
Best acting job.
Best acting job. There you go. What else we got, Alex Bauman? Is that it?
That's it. I'm trying to figure out what candy y'all like.
All right. So if you had to dress up tonight as a Halloween, and if you had to take your kid or nephew or whatever, who are you dressing up as, Bauman?
Scream.
Giddens, you're a duck.
Duck. Right? Goose.
Quack, quack.
Yep.
Is he Donald or Daffy?
He's Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah. I'd have to go as Michael Myers.